Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please show us your ways, teach us your paths, lead us in your truth. For you are the God of our salvation. On you we wait all the day. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning is Matthew 10, verse 19 to 20. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. For it will be given to you in that hour what you shall speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. In Romans 8, verse 26 to 27, we see that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, it says, Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So, Jesus Christ himself also intercedes for us. What is intercession? It's simply praying for someone. So if you feel the need for prayer, that you want someone to pray for you, ask your brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for you. Remember, when you pray for someone, you are in good company. You are praying for that somebody alongside the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ himself. Romans 8, verse 31 to 39 says, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore he is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So once again, we see that Jesus Christ himself is making intercession for us. Sometimes when the going gets tough, we wonder what's going on or why things are happening. And yet here, it clearly states that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So at the risk of repeating myself, there is nothing, anyone, anything, any being that can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus said we are the branches and he is the vine. We need to stay in the vine to enjoy this protection from whatever is being thrown at us to try and separate us from that amazing love. When Jesus was still living on planet Earth as a physical human being, he prayed for himself. In John 17, verse 1 to 5, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. So you can see, prayer was very important to Jesus. He prayed for himself as he was approaching the time to go to the cross. And then he prayed for his disciples. In John 17, verse 15 to 18, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So you and I are on a mission. We are here to do God's will. We are here to expand the kingdom of God and to spread the good news about his amazing grace, his amazing love. Further on in John 17, he prays for all of us, that's you and me. John 17, verse 20 to 26. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. In John 15, verse 1-5, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So without God, we can do nothing, and we're in good company, because Jesus himself said in John 5, verse 19, Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So what are all these scriptures saying about the verses for today? It says, when they deliver you up, don't worry what you're going to say, because God will give you the words to speak, because he's speaking through you. It means that without God, you can do nothing. Without God, you cannot say the right words. But when you are trusting in him, when you are filled with his Spirit and relying on Father God to speak through you, then he speaks through you. And then whatever you say to the people that you've been delivered up to, God will speak through you, and God's answer to their accusations will be what is needed in that instance. So persecution is not a popular topic, but it is speaking about when it happens. We do get persecuted throughout our lives, even at school. People treat us differently. I experienced some of that at school when people would mock my beliefs because I stood up for what I believed in the RI classes. In those days, they were still religious instruction classes. And yes, I did get mocked by some of my fellow school pupils. But any degree of persecution can only be dealt with in the strength and power of God himself. When we face difficulties, whatever source of the difficulties, we just need to trust him and speak whatever he puts in our hearts to speak. So don't worry about what might happen. Don't worry about what's happening in the government and about who is doing what and what the laws are, because he will be with you forever. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's in Hebrews 13, verse 5. So shine your light. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Just reflect his glory, his light, his love, his grace and mercy to the world around you. In Jesus' name.